You remember the day clearly. The nervous hands, the vows that felt too big for your mouth, the way your chest tightened when you finally saw each other at the altar. You looked at the person standing across from you and thought you knew exactly who you were promising your life to. Here's the truth nobody tells you at the wedding. The person you married that day doesn't exist anymore. Not really. They've changed jobs, changed habits, changed opinions, maybe changed their faith in some quiet way you never noticed happening. And so have you. This isn't a tragedy. It's not a sign that something went wrong. It's simply what happens when two people commit to walking through decades of life together. The question isn't how to stop the person you married from changing. The question is how to keep choosing them anyway, version after version, year after year. People aren't static. Grief reshapes them. Parenthood reshapes them. A hard season at work, a health scare, a slow drift toward or away from God. A new hobby that becomes a new identity. Every one of these moments chips away at who someone used to be and quietly builds someone new in their place. Most couples don't fall out of love because they married the wrong person. They lose touch because they stopped studying the person they married. They assume they already know the ending to a story that's still being written. Somewhere along the way, many of us absorb the idea that a good marriage means nothing changes. But think about your own life for a moment. Are you the same person you were on your wedding day? Probably not. If you've been allowed to grow, your spouse deserves that same grace. Falling in love again doesn't usually happen through a grand gesture. It happens through small, deliberate attention. Ask questions you haven't asked in years. Watch for the ways they've grown without fanfare, and say so out loud. Let yourself be curious instead of certain. Scripture never promises that marriage will feel the same in year 20 as it did in year 1. What it promises is something steadier than feelings, a covenant, a commitment to love even as circumstances and people shift. Growing together, not just staying together, is part of the design. If the distance between who you married and who you woke up with today feels wide, start small. Spend time together with no agenda. Revisit your story together. Pray together, even briefly. And give up the audit of who's changed more. The person you married at the altar is gone, in the sense that they've kept growing into someone new every single day since. That's not a loss to grieve. It's a person to keep discovering. Choose them again today.